Hello?
Hello, Judith?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm with True Green.
Yeah?
And, we sprayed your lawn yesterday by accident. We were actually supposed to do another lawn on your street.
I was going to say, I didn't think we had a contract with you.
Oh, yeah. It was just a complete accident, and I'm very sorry about that. But we accidentally sprayed your lawn with grass killer.
With grass killer?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. It's going to... I don't know if it's started yet, but your lawn's going to turn yellow and all the grass is going to basically fall out.
Let me get my husband. We're about to put our house on the market.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's kind of industrial strength. It's going to kill the trees and bushes and everything.
Hang on a second. I really need to get my husband talking to you.
Okay.
We just put new trees in. We just put new shrubs in.
Oh, well, at least
we're about to put our house on the market.
At least they're new. You know, they're not like old things that would be a tragedy to lose.
No, you're not making me feel better. Hang on a moment.
Okay, well, don't freak out. I'm just trying to explain and apologize.
Hello.
Hello. This is Dave from True Green. Is this Mr.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, here.
Yes.
I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn yesterday.
Okay.
And, I just wanted to apologize for that. We were supposed to do a neighbor's address, and they gave us the wrong address by accident.
All right. Now, what'd you spray it with?
It was industrial strength grass killer.
I think you need to get your butt out here, and we're going to have to see about getting the lawn reseeded and everything, because we're trying to sell our house.
Oh, yeah, she told me about that. Yeah, there's no reseeding at this point, because it's industrial strength. Like, nothing is ever going to grow on that lawn again. You're going to have to dig up all the dirt out of the lawn and put...
You're going to do it.
Can you tell that lady to be quiet, because we're talking?
I'm hanging up.
Relax.
Now.
Relax.
Okay, because, you know, it's hard to hear when she's just interrupting all the time.
I just interrupted once, and I'm hanging up now.
Yeah, please do.
My wife is just a little bit pissed.
Why?
And I'm not real happy about it.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault. The neighbor, they put the wrong address down on their form.
Well, hey, you're responsible. You sprayed it. And your responsibility is to make sure you've got the right address. Now, if you've killed our lawn, you're going to fix it.
Has it started turning yellow yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
What address did you spray?
60 Court.
That's it.
Yep. And so she said you just have new trees. That's good. We're not going to be killing any 50-year-old trees or anything.
Well, we've got new trees in place, and so anyway, what I need is your name and how to contact you.
Okay, yeah, this is Dave Newman.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay.
Get a pencil and paper.
Yeah, but you're going to need to get somebody out there to get all of the dirt out of your lawn. They're going to have to dig down about a foot into the ground and get all the dirt out.
Oh, joy.
Nothing's ever going to grow there again in that dirt, because it's...
What about the trees that we just planted?
Oh, those are going to die.
All right, Dave.
Dave Newman.
Newman. Okay, what's your phone number?
882-882-61.
Okay. Well, when can you get somebody out here?
Oh, it's not our fault. We're not doing it, because the neighbors...
Who's going to do it? I'm sure as hell not going to pay for this.
Maybe your neighbor, because they're the ones that put the wrong address down.
No, you people sprayed it. You're responsible, and I'm contacting my attorney this morning.
What do you mean by you
this
people?
Afternoon.
That's racist.
Huh?
What do you mean by you people?
Your company is responsible.
Not really, because they put the wrong address down.
Hey, you sprayed it. You killed it.
Okay.
You're going to replace it.
You don't have to be a dick, all right? Because I'm just letting you know, I'm just apologizing.
Hey, you can apologize all you want, but we're talking big, big bucks.
Not my bucks. Hey, I heard a dog in the background.
In that case, we'll see you in court.
Well, wait, do you have a dog? I need to let you know you shouldn't let the dog touch the lawn.
We have two dogs.
Oh, don't let them on the lawn.
All right.
Because, you know, that's really bad for them, especially now because all the poison is on top of the lawn and it's slowly sinking down into the dirt.
All right, so you just killed all of the landscaping in my front yard, and you're claiming that you're not responsible.
Yes, and you may want to, like, if the dogs have been out on the lawn, you may want to wash their paws and stuff. Or if they've rolled around.
Did you spray in back?
Yeah, entire lawn.
In back, as well as the front?
Yeah, the entire lawn. Can you see it turning yellow yet? Like, is the grass turning yellow and...
No, it is not turning yellow.
Okay, yeah, within a day or two, it's grass should be dead.
Okay, you're with True Green.
Yes, sir. How much are you selling your house for?
That's not your business.
Well, maybe it is, because maybe I'll buy it. You know, I'll give you...
You may have to buy it.
I'll give you $50,000 for it.
You aren't even... That won't even begin to pay for the front yard, babe.
No, I'm not going to pay top dollar for a house that has a dead lawn.
Either am I. So that's why I guess I'm going to see you in court.
$50,000 cash. Can we do cash?
$50,000 cash doesn't even begin to pay for this house.
Okay. Well, it will if you have a
$500,000.
If you have a shitty lawn,
then we're talking some money.
Oh, no one's going to pay $500,000 if you have a dead lawn that nothing will grow
on. Exactly, and that's why you're going to pay for it.
No, that's why I'm offering a discounted price of $50,000.
You aren't discounting any price. You're going to pay full top dollar.
I do real estate on the side, and I know you're not, your house isn't worth $500,000 if the lawn's dead.
Then you don't know court.
There
isn't a house on court that goes for under $500,000.
I know, but your house isn't worth that much with the lawn and the shape it's in.
Because you're going to pay for a new lawn.
I'm not paying for shit.
Well, like I said, we'll let the attorneys figure this one out because I'm going to sue your fucking ass.
We have a contract that has your address on it, so it's your neighbor's fault.
Hey, you wrote the contract. You wrote the address wrong. You're going to pay for it.
No, the neighbor wrote the address wrong. It's their fault.
Well, I don't care who wrote the address wrong. It's not my responsibility. Somebody's going to be responsible, you or the neighbor.
I remember your house, and it's ugly anyway. Like, who's going to, even with a good lawn, who's going to pay that much for it? It's an ugly house.
You don't know shit. Sorry.
I know your house is ugly.
Oh.
Hello, Mr.
Yes.
Hey, I'm the producer from the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on FM 100.3.
Well, you guys are going to have a lawsuit against you.
Why?
With your Skippy and Dippy show.
Why do you say that? You're really into these lawsuits, aren't you?
Hey.
Why are you...
I'm not going to play games with you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know we were just kidding around about your lawn.
Yeah, I know you're kidding around.
It's just a radio prank.
I'll take your ass to court, and we'll see who plays games in the future.
I just need
Thank you.
I need to get your permission to air the prank.